So, Om Shanti. Today we have Sister Rajni Ji with us. we are very fortunate for that. Reason I'm saying because we all could have seen her from last these couple of years. She was mostly giving her classes and sustenance on online towards the whole world. And I saw practically all the time Didi keeping herself enthusiastic in her Brahman life. Because of she is enthusiastic and be ready all the time for service and sustaining the students in different places. So the students or Baba children's kids keep going and having their enthusiasm in their Brahman life. So today's topic which we have is sustaining the enthusiasm in Brahman life. Sister Rajni Ji is in Gyan more than 45 years. She has started this spiritual journey from her childhood from Delhi. And this very special thing is she got a very nice, very day-to-day living life sustenance from Dadi Gulzarji and many more Dadis. Like nowadays, Didi and Sister Rajni, the Dadis for us. And so she is also national coordinator for Japan and Philippines, but as well as she have traveled a lot in different places for Baba service. So we'll have some practical examples or theories or practical ways to how to keep ourselves enthusiastic in Brahman life. Sister Rajni Ji.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
Thank you. Om Shanti. So today our topic is how to sustain our enthusiasm in our Brahmin life. The song also in Hindi we played, it says that continue to keep your wings of enthusiasm. But definitely there are many methods to create this energy in our life. That's the song says, you know, that what to do in your Brahmin life so that your energy continues. We all know that in Raj Yoga we learn about our mind. So our mind's work is to think. What we are thinking, that is the most important. So most important is that during the day, sometimes things don't happen according to our own, you know, what we want, what our mind wants. Things go against. So at that time, many waste thoughts come. Many ordinary thoughts come, which becomes the reason to reduce our happiness. They take away our supersensuous joy, the double light stage, the happiness. Because this confluence age, which Shri Baba has designed for us, our Brahmin life, is very beautiful life. It starts from 4 a.m., Amrit Vela. And 4 to 8 is the time which is given to us by Baba that is for our soul, mind, and also for the body. Prepare, take shower, bath, exercise, do whatever, 2 hours. The other 2 hours is for you to think, churn, remember Baba, and read Murli, listen Murli. This is the time when you can fill your intellect with the diamonds and jewels and the wisdom. Full intellect. Then once your intellect is full, then during the day, if adverse situations come, people don't cooperate, or maybe they don't like you, or some reaction come, or physical body, you know, painful, something or another, adverse things will happen during the day, it will not affect our mind. Because the intellect early in the morning is filled with that energy of enthusiasm, which is based on churning Baba's Gyan, reading, listening Baba's Murli, and experiencing remembrance of Baba. That remembrance of Baba is the energy which gives that enthusiasm. So during the day when things will happen in our life, we will not lose our internal enthusiasm, zeal, happiness, lightness. Because Sangam Yuga means to experience these things. Double light stage, internal happiness, super sensuous joy, enthusiasm. But the methods to maintain, sustain during the day. One is early in the morning, fill the intellect. Second is every hour, just 5 minutes, just check the mind, what he is doing, where he is going, what is the speed of my thoughts. That's very important to know. Because sometimes maybe I am sitting here, my thoughts are connecting outside. Someone did not cooperate me, someone did not respect me, something went wrong. My thoughts are in different direction, speed. That the control we need. In order to keep our mind connecting with Gyan, churning, is to control the speed of our thoughts. And which direction they are going in my life. So if I can do this little exercise, the method, you can do within 5 minutes, 30 seconds, just check where is the direction of my thinking is. Where is going? What mind is doing? This is very important in Raj Yoga, Brahmin life, to check and pay attention. Without attention, without checking, nothing will be achieved. So this is first method for our enthusiasm to sustain. Early morning. Second is every hour if you can do 5 minutes, or within a 5 minutes, 30 seconds if you can manage to see your direction and the speed of thoughts where they are connecting. So that is big help for the mind. Second, which Brahma Baba did, that also we can use this method to keep our enthusiasms to sustain. Brahma Baba did, many diaries of Brahma Baba, they found that Brahma Baba used to have a court, and ask the mind. Mind is like an advisor. And Brahma Baba used to talk to the self. And see this mind and talk to the mind. Mind, why are you going out? What do you need more? You have attained God. Why you are going out? Talk to the mind as talking to the self. Because the mind is the one who is here, there, going, stumbling. So talk to the self is the method to bring back attention back. So Brahma Baba did this work every day. So to sustain, to maintain our enthusiasm, keep on looking at the mind where it is going and ask the mind what else you need. Already attained God, already got this experience of the company of God. Why I need to think other things? So this is another method. The third thing what Baba really wants us to do is that in this yoga path, to be alert and awake in the mind. Not to be, I will do tomorrow, I will do later on. No excuses will work, because in between, many other thoughts can also come and destroy my happiness, take away my happiness, double light stage. Now, little more deep, now we will go. So, in our Brahmin life, we have to check whether we have any worries. Worries take away our happiness, enthusiasm. Why do we need to worry when Baba is with me? You know, Baba is the one who is with me. Do I need to worry? Look at Brahma Baba. He did not worry at all. Society was against. People defamed. Difficulties came to his body also. Relationship with society also. But he had this experience. Baba is with me. I am free from worry. That is the enthusiasm. That is the power. To keep these thoughts in the mind that Baba is with me, I don't need to worry about anything. Once, Dadi Kumarka was asked this question, that you have so many Brahmins, so many young sisters in the center, and so big yajna you are running, how you can sleep in the night without worry? You don't worry? She said, no, I don't worry. So big responsibility, you don't worry? No, I don't worry. Why? Because it is Baba's yajna. It is Shiv Baba who is running the yajna. I just watch as a game. Look at God's game, how He's doing His work. He's beautiful, you know, sustaining this yajna. So Dadi said to that brother, one who interviewed the journalist, Dadi said, no, I don't worry at all. In the night I go, read Murli and sleep. No worry at all. That is called energy. That is the energy. If I worry, I lose my enthusiasm. But sometimes some Brahmins, they take this responsibility, you know, all the burden that they have to do everything. They are the ones. That I-ness comes. That I-ness is the one who reduces my enthusiasm. Therefore, when you use instead of I, elevated soul, instrument soul, I am, but who is doing the work is Shiv Baba. So Shiv Baba is the one who is doing, then there is no worry. Not at all any worry. Then I can maintain my enthusiasm. The other thing which can help us to keep this enthusiasm is, you know, this avyakt murlis. Beautiful method, if you can use this method. Every day only one avyakt murli extra you can read. Night time, afternoon, morning, you can fix your timetable. But study avyakt murli. Avyakt murli, when you read and sit in silence, reflect on it, experience that energy, the wisdom of Baba. This is little extra work. But you can do it, you can maintain your energy of enthusiasm. Because avyakt Baba's murli is, you know, since we came to Baba's family, Brahmin life, not necessary we have read everything, isn't it? So many murlis, around 1000 plus murlis of avyakt Bab Dada are available. And book is available. And good company is available. These things are the ones which keeps my enthusiasm. Murlis all the time. Study, reflect, feel Baba's energy. There are solutions in the murli which Baba gives to us. So reading, studying, reflecting Baba's murli is the method to sustain my enthusiasm, my happiness and my double light stage and internal happiness. You know, once the Brahma Baba's speciality, Baba used to, you know, we call it bubbling in happiness. You know the word bubbling? Bubbling in happiness. So everyone used to see Baba bubbling in happiness. Why? Why Brahma Baba had that energy, you know, of that internal happiness? Because Baba used to say that I have found only one God to whom I was looking for. I found. I don't need anything. He did not come down from that thought to any other thoughts. He kept in his mind, to whom I have found. That attainment is the one which gives you internal happiness. The other things are little more deeper for our enthusiasm. Now is the real one is when we come into interacting with people. Here where the karma comes, which can reduce our happiness. That's why Baba has designed our Brahmin life that you can use your mind, your time, your breath and your words, your actions, everything for giving. Give and receive. You can speak sweet words and then in return you will get feelings of happiness. You give good wishes to others, you receive also good wishes from others. And you can give through your mind good wishes, pure feelings to souls, you will also get. Because most of the time in Brahmin life, you can see why souls are occupied with some or another maya is because of words. If words which hurt people, forget to have enthusiasm. Because it can hurt someone, words. Any words if I speak to souls, if it hurts them, gives the wound, they will not allow you to be happy. That's why Baba wants us to use our words to give happiness to others, encouraging others, giving cooperation to others. This is through words only. And then Baba also wants us to give blessings to others. And that's how you can get your energy of enthusiasm, isn't it? By doing something you receive. Because this Raj Yoga knowledge which Shri Baba is teaching us, this wisdom, is not to keep with yourself. You have to share. Even in the internet, everything share forward. So this is also our beautiful service Baba has told us to do, is to share Gyan with others. Give to others. Don't keep. Never keep with you, he said. If you don't give, it will not increase. One of the Murli Baba has mentioned, you receive same Murli, same treasures from me. Everyone is receiving same. But how to look after that treasures, how to invest that treasures, how to increase that treasure, how to look after that treasure depends on you. So if Baba's Murli I listen, everyone is listening. But am I sharing with others through good wishes, through words and donating Gyan to others? That's very important. So if you are doing, then you will be receiving your energy back. You know, if you give happiness, you receive happiness, Baba says. You know, if you give sorrow, you receive sorrow. So Baba's Murli, when you are reflecting and you are sharing with others through your practical life, then you also in return receiving back. Many Brahmins, those who pay attention to this study, you know, really taking full interest in Baba's Murlis, and also looking after that treasures, not to be loose in speaking. Loose means I'm not looking after, isn't it? My words are ordinary. Sometimes if someone comes, talks, sits down, passing the time, hours finish. That's finishing time, wasting time. You know? So that's why Baba is saying that the treasures is given to you, but how you are looking after it. How you are increasing it. How you are multiplying it in your Brahmin life. If it is multiplying, what is the sign? The sign is no worry. No confusion in the mind. No duality. Shall I do this or do that? I don't need to even ask others. That's such clarity Baba has given to me through Murli for my life. So that's why Baba says energy. You know, Murli is the energy actually. Of course, being with Baba, you know, elevated company is very necessary. With Brahmins, as well as when you sit in yoga, allow yourself to feel the happiness. Tell Baba, Baba, you have made me in Sangam Yoga worthy child. Baba, you have accepted me. Baba, you are the one who is making me diamond. Baba, you are the one. You know, really connect with Baba like that. They tell Baba that I have become worthy. You made me worthy. You are making me so useful for this society, for the world. This is called elevated company of Baba. That you are talking to Baba from your heart. You know, He made me a valuable diamond. Imagine the Lokic world, you know, their life is in fighting, court case, problems, difficulties. You know, so many problems in the world. Color, caste, creed, whatever. Here, I am Baba so worthy. I am out from all these difficulties, problems, challenges, and you made me worthy to serve even the society. This is the way to think with Baba. Appreciate what Baba has given to me. Because many times, why souls lose the enthusiasm? This one habit the soul has. Whatever soul has does not appreciate, but compares with others. Others have this, I don't have that. So when one mind goes into comparison, of course there is no enthusiasm, no happiness. So therefore, appreciate even little I have and still appreciate, Baba, you have given me so much. That is called enthusiasm, isn't it? Enthusiasm is not something physical, I get it. You are creating that thought, sankalp, which generates that happiness inside you. So that's why even little I have, compared to many people, I don't have anything, and yet you say to Baba, I have everything. That creates the happiness. If I have, and still I say, I don't have, because others have, comparison will take away my happiness and enthusiasm. So the art of thinking in Raja Yoga is important. The thought power, the pure thought power. You know, in Hindi we call it sankalp. Sankalp. Sankalp means this thinking. You know, this thinking, thought power remains in the whole world forever, isn't it? That's why it is called kalpa. You know, kalpa and sankalp. Sankalp is a thought. Okay, you are sitting alone. You say, I am not thinking. No, you are thinking. You are thinking. You know, thinking will continue. But what you are thinking depends on you, what you are thinking, isn't it? Now in Sangam Yuga, of course, we are thinking with Baba, based on Baba's wisdom. So it creates the fortune, the happiness, the enthusiasm, the new world, new life even. You know, new direction for me. Everything is different based on Baba's wisdom. But if I am saying I am not thinking, I am thinking, maybe I am thinking, oh, what will happen to my life in future? Maybe I am thinking, yesterday so-and-so did not like me. Maybe I am thinking, maybe I will not have money in the future. Something I am thinking. As far as I have a brain, there is a thinking, isn't it? Thinking is happening because brain is there. But what I am thinking, that's what Baba is teaching us. So the enthusiasm means to keep your thoughts, the sankalp, the purity in the thoughts, good wishes in the thoughts. Now we go into good wishes. Now what happens with some souls we have maybe unconsciously given sorrow to them. You know, we hurt them, maybe some another. But now if you sit in yoga, their mind will not allow you to have enthusiasm because some pending bill is there, isn't it? I have to settle that. So how you will settle? Now you can do that exercise through your mind. You know, Baba says good wishes to that soul, but genuine and from the heart. So I want to experiment here a few minutes meditation with this thought, okay? So let's few minutes go into silence. Introvert stage. We look at our mind now. So, what kind of thoughts I have this second in my mind? First, check that. Second, speed of thoughts. The quality and the speed. So now we shift towards Baba, the most purest company in the world is Baba, through the mind. Baba, I am with you. Baba, you are filling me with the jewels and diamonds of knowledge. I am your worthy child. Angel. Instrument child. Baba, your energy of purity is the one settles all internal conflict. Pure vibrations gives me experience of my direction of life. Thank you. is so beautiful, Baba, to be with you. This is the elevated company of the mind, the friend, Baba. Now, we will go into action plan for our enthusiasm. So, during the day, we can do some action. You know, Brahma Baba had done this. Mama, Brahma Baba, Dadis. They really have taught us these things. To satisfy others. Satisfy others. How can you satisfy others? Many ways, isn't it? Even you smile at someone, gives happiness to others, isn't it? Even someone is very heavy and you talk to them, you listen to their heart, it's action, which also brings lightness in relationship. Action. Our dadis, you know, taught us how to keep that friendship with everyone. There was once, you know, someone made big mistake. And someone said to Dadi, Dadi, this Brahmin made a mistake. Some punishment should be given. But Dadi said, punishment? Punishment. Because big mistake. It's not worthy. The soul is not worthy to stay here. Big mistake. Dadi said, no, Baba did not teach us punishment. Sometimes we use law in our hand, no? We speak, he should not do this, he should not do that, you know. We give laws to others. Definitely Baba has given in the Murli laws, disciplines, principles, maryadas, each and every Brahmin. As much they will follow, that much they become worthy for golden age, isn't it? They get inheritance from Baba. But if I say, this person made mistake, should be given this. This is called sin. It's a sin. No? Because that soul, one who is staying with Baba, getting elevated company, good atmosphere, pure food, and if he leaves, go outside world, will not get that. will get more degraded. So at least this soul is staying with Baba. And whatever he can follow, he will get the result, the fortune. Because each soul has their own story of their karma and fortune. And I come in between that and create my sin. That heaviness will not give me enthusiasm. That's why it's very important in our Brahmin life, no, the words we are speaking to others. Oh, you should follow this, you should not follow that. This is the maryada, that is the maryada. Baba has given maryada already in the Murli. Everyone knows that maryada, isn't it? Principles, discipline. Based on that we create our fortune for the new world. Even now also, if we follow now, even in Sangam Yuga every day, we are prosperous. We are full of enthusiasm. No one can snatch away our happiness if we follow accurately. That's why Baba made all these maryadas. And he gives in the Murli every day, reminds us, revise with us for our enthusiasm. Otherwise, little, one or another, mistakes we are also making. Taking laws in the hand, telling others. That's why our enthusiasm finishes. So we have to keep this understanding, no? That Baba is giving, everyone knows that. And it's up to the soul now how much they follow. Accordingly, they create their fortune, according to their action, karma. But I don't need to come in between to take the law in the hand and do the sin, no? Disturb souls. So Baba says, be very aware in your Brahmin life. Because one is to finish my past accounts of 63 births. And now again another one I create. So the past one, to finish my karmic accounts, I need to do lot of seva, lot of yoga. And then if I create another, I will not be able to do that. So, of course we have to do lot of seva, lot of service, give lot of Baba's message to humanity. Lot of people have to be connected with Baba. Plenty work to do. So much seva to do. But while doing seva, we also have to be very aware. I am doing? No. I did? No. You know I did? How much I did? This I-ness will again finish my enthusiasm. Very pure seva, pure karma is necessary in this Brahmin life. So that's why attention is necessary on our words, what I am speaking. Number two, not to take the law in the hand. Otherwise, I also create that heaviness in my relationship with others. The third is that really do lot of service. Plan your day to do plenty of Baba's seva. Through words you can do wonderful. If you can't do through words, sit in yoga then. You know, generate your good wishes for every soul. Whosoever is soul in your life, bring them in front of Baba. Donate your vibrations to those souls. Empower them with yoga power. So lot of mansa seva we can do. Not to waste any of our thoughts and time. So mansa seva, words seva, action seva. Many other action seva in the centers we have chance to do also. Cleaning, you know, Baba's home. When we came to this life, Brahmin life, we used to clean Baba's home. Lot of karam yoga I remember, you know, doing all this seva. Wonderful, no? It connects with the yajna feeling. Baba also did, isn't it? Brahma Baba, you know, doing, cleaning the grains. I met once Brahma Baba Mama. We have seen dadis doing together many times, sewing things, cleaning, making choli, many things they do. They have done, Brahma Baba also. But while doing all that, mind was with Baba, not I am doing. Because Baba is in the mind. Because any soul come at that time, they can get vision from Brahma Baba. Many got when Baba used to do the Karam Yoga, cleaning grains, and people come, take drishti from Baba, they saw Krishna. Even my Lokik mother also, you know, she said Baba was walking during the day near Toli room in Pandavavan. You know, she felt some current and then she saw Baba. She got the vision. So, constantly our mind is in the process of bringing benefit to souls, creating that atmosphere. That is enthusiasm, because enthusiasm is like the waves in your mind, you know, which is connecting with seva, you know, and is connecting with the yoga vibration. Constant is the process of change is happening. Process of bringing benefit is happening. That is the enthusiasm. Not having waste thought. Waste thought is not going to bring benefit to souls. It's the powerful thoughts, pure thoughts. So Baba says the remembrance is one of the method. The other thing we can do during the day is really be with those souls, Brahmins, those who can go into the depth of Gyan, share with them, you know, Baba's Gyan, share, talk to them, you know, discuss, conversation, like such kind of company, look for it. You know, sit down, practically do this. It is so beneficial because Dadis did with us, you know. They used to call us, come, even we are resting, come. We say, okay, we come. We used to go to Dadis. Don't rest, come. For Gyan chit chat. Even 10 people, 2 people, 4 people, 5 people, small groups, some of us remember that, you know, having Dadi's company, elevated company, Gyan company. I remember once Dadi Janki asked this question, do you have ego? We said, no. Dadi said, I think all of you have ego. Oh, wow. Dadi, you tell us what kind of ego we have. And says, every one of you have ego. Use it in yoga. Find out. That's the deep work we have to do. That where I am saying I, you know, very subtle comes in. I-ness. So Dadi made us aware. Very subtle checking is necessary. So, this action plan is necessary during the day. Make small group with Brahmins, Baba's Gyan Chit-Chat. I remember once I was traveling with Dadi and we just visited one country, 1 hour only. Within 1 hour, Dadi collected all of them, those who were there in the center. She says, don't worry about food. First sit down. Let's have spiritual sustenance conversation. I remember, only 1 hour we are there. You know, and she said, no, this is important to do. And with that 1 hour, whatever good karma we are doing, even sharing Gyan from the heart, what progress we are making, Dadi taught us this, that will leave memorial there. Dadi came, 1 hour we did this. Gyan, deep conversation, chit-chat. So, how Brahma Baba with Dadis did after Murli, Baba used to call chamber. Then Dadis did with us also, morning, afternoon, evening, even 40 minutes, 30 minutes, you know. And sometimes she used to ask us this question, what is in your attitude towards others? Direct questions. What is in your attitude for your self-progress? Go in the deeper level and see what is happening inside me, in the mind, in the attitude. So this is how we can continue to pay attention to ourselves to create that kind of energy. Because enthusiasm is not difficult to generate, but to sustain is the challenge. And that needs little practical methods. So overall the methods are really, which I use a lot, Baba's Murli. Plenty, plenty practices Baba gives us in the Murli. No time to think other things, really. Look at Baba's Murli's practices. Practice, children, this. Practice this. Really make 3 to 5 practices during the day. Write down in your simple piece of paper. Really check, am I doing these practices or not? Once your mind is into this beautiful process of change, you know, this kind of energy of practices, your mind is above. It's not getting into any nitty-gritty or mundane level thinking. Because you are so busy with the beneficial work through the mind, you know, bringing benefit to the self and the others. And that's where practices are necessary. And what are the practices Baba really wants us to do? Is one is angelic practice. The other one is bodiless state. Very powerful practices. The third, you can even visit Paramdham many times to feel the frequency of vibrations of Paramdham, how Baba is doing his work there. So subtle, you know, touching souls in this world. Once Dadi told us, you know, we think I did, we did. Actually Baba is doing 99% transformation work. Shiva Baba is doing, Brahma Baba is doing. With our capacity, how much we are doing? 1% only. And in that 1%, if I say, I did minus, no fortune, minus, minus, everything minus, it will go back to zero, no enthusiasm. So that's why we have to be careful. It is Shiv Baba's work, Shiv Baba is doing. I'm so fortunate if I get the fortune to clean the floor, to cook the on a bhog in Baba's home, clean, give gyan to someone, it's my fortune. You know? And if I am not recognizing that, and I am in my own another world, forget about enthusiasm. It's really down to earth, this Raja Yoga. Really down to earth. See the opportunity. Even in Baba's Yajna here, you know, you have opportunity to serve. Offer, I want to serve the food here in Baba's Bandara. Go to Baba's kitchen, clean the vegetable cut. That's my fortune, isn't it? It's my fortune to do God's work, God's, you know, transformation work through these things also, you know. So get into that energy, it's enthusiasm. Not that I will do this work, I will not do that, no. It's my fortune. Once one brother was sitting in one of the building in Pandabhavan. So big programs were happening. I asked him, why you are sitting here? He said, I am Sevadhari. I was so touched by his answer. Sevadhari. Humble. So humble. Renunciation. Renounce all those things happening around. And his own Seva. Alone. So it's a fortune, isn't it? So if he thinks, oh, everyone is there, I should be there. Who will do that seva too? Isn't it? So any seva I get in Baba's Yajna is fortune. To feel that I am fortunate even to get that. Not that someone else should do, I don't want to do. It's my fortune. Don't give up that opportunity. It's God's Yajna where it's a chance for the soul to feel that love, that happiness, that fortune. I remember one brother was cooking and I said, oh, it's so much hard work you're doing. He said, no, not hard work, it's my fortune to cook. I said, yeah, right. So when you think right thoughts, that generates the happiness. Oh, I have to do, then you will not feel happy. It's a pressure force. So this is the quality, the art of thinking Baba is teaching us to continue to feel that lightness inside you and happiness and enthusiasm. So now again we will do this meditation. Again we check our mind. where thoughts are going, where they are connecting with people, wealth, body, relationships. While sitting here, what kind of thoughts I have now, this second? Where are they connecting and what is the speed? Now, after checking, we bring the change. We go to Paramdham through the third eye of the mind. Mind is the receiver. Let the mind now receive. The frequency of Paramdham vibrations, very avyakt, very slow speed, very subtle and pure. This is my home. I am in my home, Paramdham. The world of light. No movements, no responsibilities. No roles to play. Just the point of light soul. In home, in front of Baba, the brightest light in the world. Allow yourself to feel Shri Baba's warmth and love and power. In the form of rays, Shri Baba is giving a lot to feel. Baba's purity, love, power. The ocean of purity, Baba. The Supreme Light, to whom the whole world is looking for, is in Paramdham. And I am most fortunate to know this, my real father, my teacher, my guide. Baba, I am receiving from you my fortune. Thank you, Baba. Gratitude to Baba.
युग में अब तुम्हें आ